Hello, everyone. I'm Lynn Fever, and I welcome you to the June 12th, 2025 episode of FreePod.
Hi, I'm Matt Mullen. Now let's see what's going on. Have you ever wondered how water gets from the ground to your house? Take a video tour hosted by Freeport's Environmental and Regulatory Compliance Officer, Randy Kohlbauer, to see how you can know your water is safe to drink. The video is just 4 minutes long and can be found on the city's website. In other city news, the demolition and asbestos abatement of 7 properties was approved by City Council as being funded by the IHDA Strong Communities Program grant and the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity Flood Mitigation Grant. Kleckner Excavating will perform all 7 demolitions. The properties are on Rose Avenue, Hancock Avenue, Hooker Avenue, and Clark Street.
And here's a scam reminder. If you've been receiving texts that claim to be from the Illinois Department of Transportation about traffic tickets, tolls, other fines, you're sure not alone. These scam texts are on the rise and are not legitimate messages from IDOT. They may contain links to harmful software that could enable scammers to steal information from your phone or computer. So if you receive a message like this, report it to the Federal Trade Commission and or the FBI's Internet Crime Complaint Center, and then delete it. Mark it as junk if you can, so that you hopefully don't receive any more.
In a report about a local scam, Freeport police are notifying the public after a credit card skimming device was found on an ATM at a local business. According to police, the device was attached to an ATM at the Walgreens store on Galena Avenue. Skimming devices capture customers' credit card information and PIN number, and thieves that can then use the cards to make fraudulent purchases. Police said anyone who used the ATM at the Walgreens location between May 31st and June 6th should review their bank records for any unauthorized charges. If any are found, police ask that users report them to the Freeport Police Department. Authorities said they are working to identify the person responsible for installing the device. Police said residents should inspect ATMs, point-of-sale terminals, and other card readers before using and be on the lookout for anything that looks loose, crooked, damaged, or scratched. Using tap to pay whenever possible is also a better option.
The Freeport branch of the NAACP is holding a Food with Friends event to celebrate Juneteenth. Also, summer and the warmth of community. That's next Thursday, June 19th, at the Freeport and Stevenson County Boys and Girls Club on Liberty Avenue, beginning at 5:45. This is a free event, open to everyone, but limited to the first 100 people who register. NAACP members are encouraged to bring friends who aren't current members of the Freeport branch. The gathering includes a catered 3-course meal and plenty of time to relax and share time with friends both old and new. You can reserve your Juneteenth evening at the link provided in the print version of this episode of FreePod.
Elevated Voices invites everyone to their fundraising gala next Saturday night, June 21st, from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Freeport Masonic Temple. The evening will be filled with inspiration, creativity, and purpose, and will include a full unveiling of the organization's vision for the Elevated Voices Creative Exploration Hub, live performances by local talent, a curated art exhibit, cuisine from Wrapped with Smoke Barbecue and Marcus Evans, a silent auction, and much more. FreePod and Tim Beck 2 host Tim Connors caught up with Alana Page of Elevated Voices for more details about this innovative event.
Good afternoon, everybody. I am in my 9 East studio for Tim Beck 2, and I am extremely pleased to be with the president and CEO of Elevated Voices, Alana Page. Hello, Alana. How are you?
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. And Alana and I are here to talk about a really new cool thing that's going to be taking place on June 21st that everybody should come down and participate in. And Alana, it is a gala, and I would like you to tell us all about it.
We will, on June 21st, be having our first ever fundraising gala. It is our night to unveil our twofold plan. It is our call to action night to get the community's support and participation. We will be unfolding our two-part plan to essentially create a creative recreational center, as well as a much-needed beauty supply store that will help sustain the nonprofit as well as be educational based and create opportunities.
Okay, so with this gala, let's just first of all go over the major specifics on this. It's June 21st. Mm-hmm. And what time is it?
6 to 9 p.m.
And it's at the Masonic Temple, correct?
The Masonic Temple and the Crystal Room and their game room.
Crystal Room, game room. Watch out for the ghost in the Crystal Room. I'm kidding. So with this twofold plan that you have, which is a fabulous plan, why do you believe that this town really, or this area really needs those two locations to thrive and to survive and to succeed?
With being in the community, our number one main concern is our kids, is the youth, as well as the young adults that are not necessarily kids, but they're 18 through 20, and they need the guidance still. And we worry about their safety, gun violence, and different things like that. And this is our idea of how we can combat that while also trying to be sustainable. A lot of organizations fail just due to lack of funding. And so we want to try and create a already built-in plan on how we can sustain it.
So you have an already built-in plan, and I think that's really, really important, and that's outstanding that you Thank have you. That. You were going to do Juneteenth, but mm-hmm. that didn't take place, so mm-hmm. you're moving this gala. Were there issues with funding being scarce there or interest being scarce? What took place there?
It was a mixture of both, actually. Definitely funding, but that was, I guess, in part due to the participation. Our last year was our greatest year. This year, a lot of things in society, I would say, has maybe probably changed and shifted things. But we believe in Freeport, and we want to give this community what it deserves.
Okay, so along with you, the lovely and talented Ms. Philanise Brooks is part of this. She's not here today, but what do you believe? I don't want you to give anything away because that's going to be at the gala, and I understand that. But what are a few things that you two really want to discuss with not only the people that are going to be at the gala, but maybe also the community about what we need to do to make things better?
Our main thing is action. We have a lot of conversations within Freeport. There are a lot of meetings and a lot of great meetings that unfortunately just nothing else besides a conversation comes up from them. And we're hurting as a community, and our children are hurting because of those inactions. And a lot of it is due to funding. A lot of it is due to more participation than who is in this meeting. But if we all come together, we can at least actually start the first building blocks to change.
Excellent. So let's talk about the gala a little bit. What are some big things that are going to be taking place at this gala on June 21st?
So first, I want to mention it is a formal event, formal to semi-formal. So I do want to emphasize the dress up, and it'll be a nice elevated night, but we will have Georgina Hines. She will be having her history exhibit on Freeport talent. It will be music-based, so music artists, Black music artists. We will have a DJ, DJ Sage, and we will also hopefully be having our live band, and I will be having art on display as well.
So with the art on display, so it is going to be now – with the gala and with the music, of course, there's going to be dance, and there's going to be, will there be opportunities for individuals? Are there still opportunities for individuals to maybe help with sponsorship mm-hmm. or help with the message and the movement that you and Philanise and everyone else that are a part of Elevated Voices want to have take place?
Yes. So this week, we actually just launched our sponsorship tiers for people to get involved with the gala and supporting this particular mission, but then also corporate sponsors to further fund our endeavors that we're trying to do. I also wanted to mention we will have Rap with Smoke, Calvin Stalls, as our caterer for the night.
Oh, mm-hmm. Right, Alana. We don't want to forget about Calvin. Yeah. Please. No. Remember Calvin. Okay, so let's say that someone that is listening to this wants to sponsor, but they're like, where can I take a look at this? Is there a website? Is there something that people can go to or call or whatever to find more information?
We have our website. Easiest way to get there is through our Facebook site, but elevatedvoices.com. If you Google search that, you should see us pop up. We have all the links, and you will be able to also see what we've done and our current initiatives that we're doing and will continue to be doing, and the rest of our information.
Okay, so we have Georgina Haynes. Mm-hmm. You almost made me say it. Georgina Haynes, DJ Sage, mm-hmm. Kelvin Styles Wrapped with Smoke, mm-hmm. you, mm-hmm. Villainese, mm-hmm. and Dressing Up Nice, mm-hmm. 6th to 9th Masonic Temple.
Also, a silent auction. We will have gifts and everything for those. And our VIP, you will also get a special customized gift as well.
A customized gift. Mm-hmm. And so on. What's the cost of getting in?
General admission is $45 and VIP starts at $65.
Okay. So $45 and $65. Is there any place that people can purchase their tickets now?
Yes. If you go to our Facebook site or on our website, you will see a link directing you directly to the ticket site.
Okay. So we have all of that. Now, every time I make a comment, you add something else to add to the brilliance of this event on June 21st. Mm-hmm. So there's going to be a silent auction. Mm-hmm. You guys are going to give your wonderful statements and the twofold plan. We've got all the great people that are going to be a part of this. We're going to dress up. It's going to be Masonic Temple, June 21st, beautiful night from 6 to 9. Go to the Facebook page. Anything else you can think of on that?
No, it'll be a really, really great night for community to come together. Yeah.
And you know what? That is a good part. Mm-hmm. That's a good thing for all of us to remember and to think about is the concept of community and how everyone needs to be together and work together to make a very strong community, especially in Freeport. Alana, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Continued success with Elevated Voices and, tell Ms. Villainese I said hello.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you, Alana and Tim. This sounds like a great way to support the mission of Elevated Voices, which is to elevate, celebrate, and engage with Black entrepreneurs and creatives in Freeport. Attire for the event is semi-formal or formal, and tickets can be reserved by calling Alana at 815-821-6457 or online at the link provided in the print version of this episode.
The 2025 Music Under the Stars season starts this Sunday, June 15th, at 7 o'clock in the Caning Amphitheater, also known as the Bandstand, at Crepe Park. This week's conductor is Kevin Jensen. The evening's vocalist is Ryan Jensen, and trumpet player Laura Schultz will solo. The concert this week is sponsored by FHN and Burke Tubbs Funeral Home. In addition to wonderful music at these free concerts, there will also be fun new features in this year's lineup, including a family night, cannons for the patriotic concert, and raffle ticket sales, where one lucky winner will have the opportunity to direct one song with the band at our second-to-last concert of the season.
There is still time to register for the trip to Fair Oaks, Indiana, hosted by the Stevenson and Carroll County Farm Bureaus, taking place next Friday, June 20th. The trip departs from Freeport at 7 a.m. and arrives at 10:30 a.m., at the Fair Oaks Dairy Farm for a guided tour of their facility, followed by some time to explore on your own. Fair Oaks includes not only their dairy adventure, but other farm tours such as the Pig Adventure, Crop Adventure, an outdoor play area called Mooville, the Orchard, a hotel, a cafe and restaurant, and projects highlighting pollinators, flowers, vegetables, vertical farming, aquaculture, and the role that science, technology, engineering, and math play in modern agriculture. Tickets are $85 for Farm Bureau members and $105 for non-members and include tour admissions, transportation, all tips, and gratuities. There'll be a stop for dinner at your own expense on the drive home, and you'll arrive back in Freeport at 8 p.m. To register, please call the Stevenson County Farm Bureau at 815-232-3186 by the end of next Monday, June 16th.
As we look to all the events that are coming up in the week ahead, the Freeport Park District reminds us that tomorrow, Friday night, is the June Music on the Patio at Park Hills Golf Course from 5 to 8. Then on Saturday, it's another opportunity to read to friendly dogs at Pause for Reading at 11 o'clock in the morning at the Freeport Public Library. In addition, tickets are now on sale for Cinderella, presented for the 50th anniversary season of Highland Somerset Theater. Cinderella takes the stage at the Ferguson Fine Arts Center at 7 o'clock on June 20, 21, 26, and 28, with 3 p.m. matinees on June 22nd and 29th. Tickets are $20 for adults, $18 for seniors, and $10 for students and children. Online ticket sales are available now at highland.edu or can be purchased in person at the theater's box office or by phone at 815-599-3718. And if you're in the mood for some exercise, you can also register for the Pretzel City 5K, scheduled for Saturday, June 28th at Crape Park. Registration is $30 for adults and $15 for kids age 19 and under, and must be completed by Friday, June 27th. This race is a Rockford Road Runners Circuit race, and sign-up can be done on their website at signup.com and searching for Pretzel 5K. If you're hungry tomorrow or Saturday, the Cub Foods Brat Stand this weekend will be run by Friends Forever Humane Society. They'll be there both Friday and Saturday from 11 to 5, serving brats, burgers, hot dogs, and ribeye sandwiches. And also on Saturday morning, don't forget to see what's fresh and delicious at the two farmers markets in Freeport, as well as the one in Lena. And finally, remember, whenever you're looking for something to do, visit the Greater Freeport Partnership website at greaterfreeport.com for a comprehensive weekly listing of many events and activities throughout the county.
In closing, if you haven't already done so, be sure to listen to this week's in-depth interview where FreePod host Becky Connors chat with Alex Jansen, tech director for the theater at Highland Community College, who gives us a backstage tour of sets, lighting, and sound, and then previews Highland's upcoming production of Cinderella. The interview is available online and can be listened to anytime. As always, FreePod couldn't come to you without the Mass Communication Department at Highland Community College and our community liaisons and reporters. Thank you, Team FreePod. You can always find us on our Facebook page or the website of our national public radio partner, WNIJ in DeKalb, or at northernpublicradio.org. For more info, including how to make a tax-deductible contribution to support our work, visit our website at freepod.org. With that, time's up for this week. Tune in again next Thursday at noon or anytime after that on our website or your favorite podcast platform for more about what's happening in Freeport. And thank you for listening.